You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We know members of his family. We know his daughter. We have firsthand testimony that his daughter, Ivanka, went in at least twice to ask him to please stop this violence. Any man who would not do so, any man who would provoke a violent assault on the Capitol to stop the counting of electoral votes, any man who would watch television as police officers were being beaten, as his supporters were invading the Capitol of the United States, is clearly unfit for future office. Clearly can never be anywhere near the Oval Office ever again.
Never again let Trump near the Oval Office. So says Senator Liz Cheney, Republican, Wyoming. I use the term Republican very loosely with her. Pelosi appointed her as one of the Republicans to the January 6th investigative committee. You know, that's the whole deal. That they wanted to have a full investigation of what happened almost a year ago. Thursday will mark 1 year of the January 6th insurrection. Insurrection. Not one person has been charged with insurrection. You're going to continue to hear the Democrats and some Republicans throw that term around. It was not an insurrection. No one's charged with insurrection. Don't you think if there'd been an insurrection, they would have been charged with them? They charged them with trespassing, vandalism, violence against police, assault, things of that nature. And everyone that they charged probably is guilty, caught on video, and many have since had pled guilty and admitted that, yeah, I was wrong. And I told you that day as it was happening, this needs to stop. And I did also say, President Trump needs to do something to try to get them to back off. But Trump never told them go down there and assault members of Congress, nor police. But if you listen to Liz Cheney claiming that we've got evidence, we've heard testimony. I'll tell you where your evidence and testimony can go. Put it in the same bin that we heard from all of the left-wing media and their left-wing cohorts as they went to testify before Adam Schiff's committee, and every one of them would come out and say, oh, we can't really tell you what was said inside the committee because it's still being protected. It's got to be kept in private at this point. But when it comes out, it's going to be big. It's everything you could imagine and even more so. And then when the transcripts are released, we hear them say, those being questioned who appeared nightly on CNN and the rest of the progressive, at that time, mainstream media, now state-controlled media, talk about how bad it was on the TV, but yet lying to you. But under oath, they didn't lie. Under oath, they said, I didn't see anything. I don't see where he did it. You know, in other words, everything they said about the so-called Russian collusion and everything else, they finally had to come out and say, no, it didn't go down like that. And they knew it the day they walked out of testifying. They knew it, but they lied to you. And, of course, they had the mainstream media carry the water for them. We're going to get into that in more detail. And also, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, says just the other day, President Biden said there is no federal solution to dealing with COVID. That's up to the states. Well, DeSantis is saying quit locking down meds we need. Release them. Give them to us. That's right. The federal government has been withholding a lot of meds on Biden's orders, especially to red states. In other words, make them suffer and maybe die and blame it all on Republicans. Meanwhile, there's some things breaking out in China reference COVID that are pretty darn frightening. I'll get that story for you. And also today, about schools inside the classrooms to know what's happening in your kids' classrooms. What do you think about cameras and audio being placed inside the classroom? It's going to happen in one state. At least they have a bill proposing it. That story coming up. And AOC runs out of blue New York to run to red Florida so she can enjoy being outside. Hypocrite. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It's all locked and loaded. It's just a matter of federal government giving us more doses to be able to administer for the Floridians who need it. So that will make a positive difference. We are ready to go on all this and have been ready for a long time. We do not believe that the federal government should be holding back any more medications. We think we have to offer this, particularly for our elderly population.
That is especially true for the elderly population, and certainly we should know that by the what happened with Governor Cuomo and what he did to the nursing homes in the beginning of the COVID outbreak, telling nursing homes you have to keep your COVID-positive patients inside that facility, and if they're sent back by the hospital, you have to accept them. That was him, and then you just heard Governor DeSantis of Florida saying we are active. We've got a lot of testing sites set up. We've got a lot of places where we can administer shots. We've got all this ready. But the government's holding it back. They've been holding back various pieces of materials and drugs that we can use. Yeah, that's right. They've been holding back, and especially when it comes to red states. Why? Well, because Biden is whoever, maybe not Biden, who knows what he's actually truly doing nowadays, but somebody is making the decision, just delay shipments to red states. Tell them we're out when we all know they're not out. And just take our time getting things to them. Why? Well, because maybe their death rates will go up or the people will suffer more. That sounds like this government, or does that sound something like the Chinese or North Korean government? Look, I told you repeatedly, you need to do what you believe you should do based on the information you get from qualified sources that you believe in. I hope they're qualified. Don't take me for a doctor. I'm not. But consult with your physician for you and your children as to what you should get, when you should get it, so forth and so on. And, of course, in some cases, you've got to battle your employer or some other entity to basically live your life the way you want, with or without a shot. And you have to stand there and just know that they're going to call you and slander you and slur you because you didn't get the vaccine. Do you remember, I go back to this program a lot because it had a lot of simple little humor in it that really parlays into life, and it's certainly clear again now. A Seinfeld episode where Kramer signs up to participate basically in a gay rights parade. And he's going to participate. He's going to march with them. But everyone participating is given a ribbon to wear. He doesn't want to wear the ribbon. He's paid money to enter. He's going to be marching with them, but he doesn't want to wear the ribbon. For whatever reason, he didn't want to wear the ribbon. And then, who's not wearing the ribbon? He's not wearing the ribbon. No, you have to wear the ribbon. No, I don't. And he gets beaten up for it because he's simply exercising his right. Look, I support what you're doing. I've given you some money, but I just don't want to wear the ribbon. Wearing the ribbon or not wearing the ribbon really, when you got down to it, didn't mean anything except that they had decided you have to do it exactly the way we tell you or you must be one of the other side. What does that have to do with this? It has to do with the fact, and I had a conversation with some people over the weekend. Different people all kind of gathered around. No sense telling you what the event was. Not a big deal. That it's just the fact that there were a variety of opinions. And the majority of those in the room I knew to be Trump supporters that were taking part in this conversation as we were just talking around. And there's some we're sure we're independent, and a couple I just didn't know. They may be independent, maybe more Democrat. In fact, one actually admitted, yeah, I'm more Democrat, but I'm also independent. Okay. In other words, I'm not a far, far left Democrat. And we're talking about the Trump effect at this point and going into 2022 and into 2024. And, of course, we also come back around to vaccination. You've been vaccinated. Even among the Trump supporters, even among some of the Trump supporters that I know were Trump supporters, some said, no, I didn't get it. I don't want it. I don't think I need it. Not going to. Other Trump supporters started condemning them. You got to get it. You're endangering everybody else. So see how quickly they adopted the line from the other side. Slander and slur and attack those who don't do exactly what you think they should be doing. And it was an interesting scenario to watch, knowing that two of them going at each other were both Trump supporters, and yet one said, it's my choice. The other said, no, you've got to do it. I mean, you're not allowed to have individual rights anymore. No, not the way this is going right now, not the way it went last year. But then the other day, Joe Biden did say in a meeting with governors, I should say a conference with various governors, I think it was audio, may have been some video, but the press was not allowed to see it directly, nor to be in the room actually when it took place, but word did come back as to one of the things he said is, and part of the quote was, and part of it that got aired was, there's no federal solution for COVID. It's up to the states. There is no federal solution. That's the campaign he ran on. He ran on that against Trump when it became between the two of them. I'll get in office, and in 2 weeks we'll have this under control. I'll get things going. Da, 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 I'll do this, I'll do that, da, blah, 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 blah. Now, he did get a vaccine before he was sworn into office, as did the VP. And where did that vaccine originate? Through Trump's plan of warp speed to tell the prescription drug companies and FDA, work together, cut the red tape, get it out as quickly as you can, making sure it's safe. Don't cut corners on safety. And hopefully don't cut corners on efficacy and efficiency and actual use that would be valuable, but get it out. And I do think it has helped save lives. I have no doubt that it has. It has also caused, in some cases, more problems for people. The younger they are, they seem to have not necessarily all more problems, but you find more cases there. And now they want to do it again. They want to lower the age again, and they have done so. They're approving again now to go to the next level, to go ahead and decide that we're going to have the FDA basically agree boosters for kids. Critics are already blasting Biden and the FDA for doing that. And in fact, remember when the Dems always say, follow the science? One health expert says it's unconscionable that the FDA advisory panel is not being consulted on boosters because, again, Biden has decided he's bypassing the FDA. The FDA booster approval process recommended boosters for children this week without really bringing a panel of advisors to weigh in on the matter. Why? Because Biden said, let's get it done. And in fact, the Vaccine-Related Biological Products Advisory Committee voted against giving the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 booster shots to most people back in September. It limited boosters to those age 65 and older, or those at risk of severe illness, citing a lack of evidence that they're safe for younger children. But now, Biden's not following the science. He's doing what he thinks he wants to have done. And that's where we are right now. And in the meantime, when it comes to making available drugs that have at least an emergency approval or helping out with alternatives, ivermectin, monoclonal antibodies, Governor DeSantis of Florida says Biden continues to hold back.
We feel there's no need for it to just be sitting on the shelves. We asked them to stop preventing the distribution of these treatments. And fortunately, yesterday, HHS decided to reverse course, and they are going to be sending these treatments. I think that's the right thing to do. And we're past the point now where we're able to get it directly from any of these companies. The federal government has cornered the entire market. They basically took control of the supply in September. We had done a deal with GlaxoSmithKline on the Sotrovimab, which a lot of people think is the most effective against Omicron. And that is no longer a possibility because the feds have an exclusive arrangement.
The feds have an exclusive arrangement. You heard DeSantis say they're basically holding them back. The Florida Surgeon General also accusing the Biden administration of actively preventing the effective distribution. I'm reading a quote from him in a letter he sent to the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Florida Surgeon General accusing the Biden administration of, quote, actively preventing the effective distribution a monoclonal antibody treatments. And the Biden administration recently paused shipments of COVID-19 antibody treatments manufactured by major drug companies, Regeneron and Eli Lilly, claiming that such treatments are not effective against the Omicron variant. We still have Delta in our midst. The Delta variant is still there. What the numbers are, hell, I don't know, and the CDC doesn't either. Remember they told you last week at the beginning of the preceding week, we've got to have 80%, 75%+ are Omicron now. Delta's going away. And then they turned around and said, we need to correct that number. I don't mean we were off by a little bit. They went from 70%+ down to less than 20% or so, something in that number. You can't tell what's the science and what numbers are coming out and who's being accurate, who's fudging the numbers, who's deciding to blow the whistle if you don't make the numbers right and they suddenly decide to switch. I don't know what the real story is. We know the government continues to supply a monoclonal antibody from GlaxoSmithKline, which does work against Omicron, but they're shutting it down for some of the red states, as you heard the Florida Surgeon General and Governor DeSantis point out. In the meantime, we got several blue states that are beginning to realize they need to make some changes. In fact, one blue state in particular, Rhode Island. Rhode Island had fired unvaccinated health care workers. Remember? They were told, you either get the shot or you don't work. The same ones who were on the front line when we had no vaccine. And some of them developed and had a natural immunity. Some of the worst health care workers this time said, well, I'm not going to take the shot. I don't believe in it, and so forth. They got fired. Now what's happening? Rhode Island is bringing the COVID positive back to work because they don't have enough people anymore. You could see that coming. You did not have to have a crystal ball or be some psychic to realize you made a bad decision at that point, and here you're going to have to correct it. When I come back, I want to share with you what the Chinese Communist Party is doing with a couple of their senior officials, and especially regarding a worsening coronavirus outbreak.
Leaves are pretty until they start falling into your gutters. You really want to climb up a ladder, clean them out? That sounds like a project, a dangerous project. I have a motto. I don't do projects. You need K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Get a free estimate. Locally owned, KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The Chinese Communist Party is firing two senior officials in one province this weekend because they have a new and a worsening Chinese coronavirus outbreak in a northern capital that has something like 13 million in it. Even the China state-run Global News communist propaganda outlet warned yesterday, and citing Chinese regime experts, that the situation in Xi'an would get worse before it got better. The number of cases documented daily showing no signs of slowing down. Now, they think it's driven by the spread of the Delta variant, not the milder Omicron variant currently believed dominating American cases. So they have locked down that entire city. Now, when I say locked down in China, you got to keep in mind, this is different than a lockdown even in New York State and New York City. In China, when they lock it down, you stay in your house. You're caught outside your house. You may well be placed in jail. And in fact, it's been this way since December 23rd. Residents have to stay in their homes. They've been using some Chinese social media outlets if they can get access to them, complaining we're running out of food and we're not being given any supplies. We're starving in our own homes. Well, the Chinese government finally decided, Well, we'll start distributing vegetables. Throw some potatoes at them. Or something of that nature. This is the way they handle it in China. One wrote out on Weibo, that's one of their sources of social media, I'm about to be starved to death. There's no food. My housing compound won't let me out. I'm about to run out of instant noodles. Please help. You want to live in that regime? Hell, AOC really doesn't even want to live in New York. She wants to go vacation in Florida, which she's been doing. We'll get to that story. I'm not overlooking it, believe me. But I do want to point out to you that contrasting what we're seeing from the Chinese Communist Party about that one province, the CDC is saying, and I'm using the CDC as the source, COVID-19 cases have trended downward since peaking during the first and second week of January 2021. They think that has to do with more have been vaccinated. And I would also add probably more developing immunity to it, but who knows? That's not being fully documented. Health authorities say we need 70% of Americans vaccinated to achieve herd authority. That's what they're claiming. But I'm not the only one that's questioning about the natural immunity. Dr. Kaplan, who's a professor emeritus at UCLA Fielding School of Public Health, writes, he believes natural immunity is explaining the decline in the cases. I'll give you more on what he thinks coming up in the next segment. But I did mention to you that AOC goes to Florida to have a vacation. Why? Well, because she can't have a vacation in New York City. Not without having approved papers and documents and everything. Hypocrite. Stand by.
Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, rules for thee, but not for me, took off in 2021. Over the past year, top Democratic leaders came under fire for breaking their own COVID rules while pushing mandates onto the American people. Squad member AOC now joining the list of COVID hypocrites after she was captured maskless, enjoying a cocktail in Miami, Florida. Critics blasting the far-left progressive for whining and dining as New York faces record-high numbers of COVID cases.
Yep, that's a report from Fox News about rules for thee, but not for me. Those in blue states, if they get a chance to get out of the blue state and go somewhere else to enjoy themselves, they do that. Now, I don't blame them for doing that. I just feel sorry for those who are at home, afraid to go out because of the way these folks have been running rampant, hair on fire, world coming down, the sky falling, and they're afraid to do anything. But yet the very legislators, the very blue legislators who tell them you have to wear a mask, you have to do that if you're a five-year-old kid, we're not even going to let you into a theater or a shopping mall if you don't have proof you've been vaccinated, and you got to have the mask on. And in Florida, like Texas and some other red states, you don't have to do that. So if you had the means and the opportunity, would you not go somewhere where you can enjoy life as you'd like to enjoy, as you were before all of this? The answer is not just yes, but hell yes. And that is exactly why AOC and her boyfriend – went down to party. They were at a Miami drag bar. They're dancing, no mask on. Everybody's running around. They have no mask. No worries about Omicron for Ocasio-Cortez. She just brushing off all the critics. So, yeah, she knew they'd be showing pictures of her at some point. Video posted by Florida's conservative voice. Video posted by Florida's conservative voice showing the maskless congresswoman being welcomed onto a stage at a densely packed drag queen bar. She waved and smiled at cheering fans, having fun. And this comes several days after National Review had photos of her relaxing maskless at a restaurant in Miami Beach, along with their boyfriend. She's in Florida as New York is experiencing a surge in Omicron cases. NBC New York reporting, New York smashed its single-day COVID case record for the second straight day. That was last Thursday, reporting at least 74,000 new positives. Where is D.C. Congresswoman AOC? Oh, she's having a nice cocktail, maybe a mimosa, sitting outside. No mask, just having fun, then going to a drag queen party. And so AOC writes out on December 31, for those who were attacking her, she said, if Republicans are mad they can't date me, they can just say that instead of projecting their sexual frustrations onto my boyfriend's feet. That was reference. One guy tweeted out, if leftists like AOC actually thought mandates and masking worked, they wouldn't be frolicking in free Florida. And then adding her guy showing his gross male public feet in public, pale feet in public with hideous scandals. So she said, well, you're just wanting to, quote, have sex with me. That's the most mature, filthiest, mature, in response I've ever heard uttered. That word from Candace Owens. Candace Owens, that's right. She said AOC is literally creating a Republican sexual fantasy about herself. But AOC lives in a fantasy world. You have to acknowledge that. She can go and do what she wants. And in the meantime, they tell you to follow the science. Well, now, if you're going to follow the science while she is doing all of this, Fauci continues to discourage even fully vaccinated from going to restaurants. Can't go to restaurants. You can't go do this. You can't go do that. Unless you're in a state that recognizes the difference between medical science and political science and political BS. I mentioned in the previous segment that the CDC claims COVID-19 cases are down considerably. And in Florida, they say they would be even lower, according to those in Florida in leadership, saying if the government, Biden and the administration, would free up drugs that they've been holding back and will not let us get directly from some manufacturers. But again, this doesn't bother AOC either. Now, AOC is going to do what she wants to do because she is among the elite, don't you know? And you, the nice word for you would be peon. The other word would be something she'd probably tell you that you could scrape off the bottom of your feet. Senator Rick Scott among those, of course, Florida senator, saying that, yeah, here she is. She is clearly a hypocrite. But Governor Ron DeSantis says, you want to know why she comes to Florida? Here's a perfect, let me explain it to you.
People know they can come, they can go get a beer. They're not going to have to show papers. They're not going to have to do anything. And look, just look at what we're seeing now. How big of a failure have vaccine passports been? Okay, if vaccine passports succeeded, you would not see a lot of the stuff that you're seeing in a lot of states that implemented them. And so all it served to do was discriminate against people based on an individual choice.
Based on an individual choice that if you decided maybe on your own, I don't want the shot for whatever reason. It's my body, my choice. Now, I'm wondering what would happen for someone who is going to get an abortion. Some woman who wants to get an abortion, and yes, only women can get an abortion. And she goes into the Planned Parenthood clinic and they ask, have you been vaccinated? No, I haven't. Well, you have to get a vaccine before we can bring you in and abort the baby. It's my body, my choice, she could answer. What are they going to do then? Oh, I'll tell you what they'll do. They'll say, go back out, get a vaccine, come back with proof of it, then we will kill the baby. I know, it makes no sense, does it? Because they constantly are shifting the goalpost, I should say, and they're constantly looking for a way to manipulate and control. Donald Trump would be president right now if it were not for the perfect storm created by COVID-19. If it had not hit when it did, and gave the Democrats and Republicans as well, everybody concerned about what is this? What are we going to do? Of course, remember, Dr. Fake was originally saying, no big deal, nothing worse than a flu. And now we're told we might be living with it forever, kind of like the flu again. But at that point, folks were raising the alarm bells, making them so loud and adding sirens and whistles and bells, saying we're going to have more mail-in ballots. We don't dare. We don't dare go vote. It's a perfect storm. It had nothing to do with Russian collusion other than what Hillary and her group put together. And DeSantis says, you know, really, I might be missing an opportunity to be the next really rich man of the world.
If I had a dollar for every lockdown politician who decided to escape to Florida over the last 2 years, I'd be a pretty doggone wealthy man, let me tell you. I mean, congresspeople, mayors, governors, I mean, you name it. And it's interesting, though, the reception that, you know, that some of these folks will get in Florida, because I think a lot of Floridians say, wait a minute, you're bashing us because we're not doing your draconian policies, and yet we're the first place you want to flee to basically to be able to enjoy life.
Yep. That's right. And by the way, P.S., the new New York City mayor, Adams, might be another Bill de Blasio. He's considering a booster mandate for workers. Coming up, let's talk about natural immunity.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me till you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, you certainly know many people just will not subscribe or accept the fact that, you know, you might not need any vaccination because you have natural immunity. Maybe you've already had COVID or Omicron. Or maybe your body is just resistant enough that you're not susceptible. We're told to follow the science. Well, is anyone listening to the science as stated by Dr. Robert Kaplan at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health? I'm going to read something he wrote here. Nearly 50 years ago, medical sociologists had examined death rates from 10 serious diseases: tuberculosis, scarlet fever, influenza, pneumonia, diphtheria, whooping cough, measles, smallpox, typhoid, and polio. In each case, the new therapy or vaccine credited with overcoming it was introduced well after the disease was in decline. After the disease was well in decline. He continues, more recently, historian Thomas McGowan noted that deaths from bronchitis, pneumonia, and influenza had begun rapidly falling 35 years before, yes, I am stressing, before the introduction of new medicines that were credited with their conquest. These historical analyses are relevant to the current pandemic. You see where he's going, don't you? He said these things were being eradicated by nature as we moved forward, before the vaccines. He says, when you look at some of the stats coming from the National Institutes of Health, they claim that the SARS-CoV-2 prevalence was 4.8 times higher than previously thought because of undiagnosed infections. In other words, as he writes, they claim for every reported positive, there were likely nearly five who had the infection but didn't get a diagnosis. He went on to say by mid-Feb 2021, an estimated 150 million in the U.S., 30 million times five, might have been infected with SARS-CoV by April 1. I estimate the natural immunity rate to be 55% in 10 states. Arizona, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and Wisconsin. And he said at the other end of the continuum, I estimate the natural immunity rate to be below 35% in the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Maine, Maryland, New Hampshire, Oregon, Puerto Rico, Vermont, Virginia, Washington. He said by the end of 2020, new infections were already rapidly declining in nearly all the 10 states where the majority may have had natural immunity well before more than a minuscule percentage of Americans were fully vaccinated. And 80% of these states, the day when new cases were at their peak, occurred before vaccines were available. And he adds, in contrast, the 10 states with lower rates of previous infections were much more likely to experience new upticks in COVID cases in March and April. By the end of May, states with fewer infections had significantly lower vaccination rates than states that had more new infections. I know some of that can get confusing because it's a lot to digest briefly, but what he's trying to say in the shortest range is that the vaccines have had some effect, but there are cases where natural immunity is highly effective. He said the survivability of COVID-19 outside of nursing homes is 99.74%. 99.74% survivability. If you're under the age of 40, your chance of surviving a bout of COVID-19, that means living through it, is 99.99%. Well, the vaccine manufacturers have already admitted that their shots will not provide you immunity. They won't prevent you from being infected or reinfected. We've already seen that, have we not? And yet we continue to close things down. We're changing sports. We're having players pulled off the field because, oh, they have a fever. They're not going to pass it on to anything else. But any other day, those guys that said, the hell with my fever, I'm going out to play. Coming up at the next hour, we're going to take a close look at plans to put audio and cameras in your kids' classrooms. Good, bad, or scary?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.